Our next speaker, Busty Nolan.
We're going to start with a brand new dress. This is why we stood for Parliament last year. We're here to talk to anybody who wants to stand for Parliament. We're here to tell them how to do it, what they'll be up against, and why they should do it. But because we stand for the sacred head plant, we read a few poems with everything we do, because it does that sort of thing to you. This poem's called The Brand New Dress, where we want to start. If you leave your engine running, fumes pour out of your exhaust. Poison's always coming, a lot of damage caused. The earth is like a garage filling up with fumes. All the engines running, running to our doom. Oxygen they gobble, that is the air we breathe. First you start to wobble, then you start to wheeze. All the engines puffing all their shit into the air. Wonder where it's going to, but do I really care? Oxygen deficiency is working on my brain. How can I sort it? I'm already half insane. Many fumes are toxic, so here's what we must do. Find something that eats them and makes oxygen for you. A plant that's made of carbon produces oxygen as it grows. And cannabis is the best one, I'll repeat that, and cannabis hemp is the best one. For reasons that I'll show. In olden days, the forests stretched right around our globe. They're the very, very best, made from our mother's robe. For centuries, we've been raping her, tearing off her dress, doing what's best for us, no matter what the mess. Now our ancient forest lungs are standing on the brink. They make the oxygen, and soon they'll be extinct. When you cut a forest, you leave the topsoil bare. Wind and rain remove it. Nothing then grows there. So why not make a brand new dress, the best she's ever seen, to cover up her nakedness and turn that planet green. In 20 weeks, she's wearing a dress of emerald green. Everyone's staring. Once again, she is the queen. Gone are all the poisons. Just taste that lovely air. Cannabis hemp is a wonder plant. And if it doesn't give us a shit, look, that's the first one. Yeah. I'm up here because there's an alliance. Howard and I stood last year. I can't remember the guy who stood in Kensington the other week. Someone else stood. We've created history. We've made possession of anything to do with hemp a political issue, as much as any political issue. So anybody who has any problem with any current hemp or cannabis, whichever way you prefer to state it, law, if you're a member of a cannabis party, you are a political prisoner, not a criminal. To all those people who are currently in prison, the law, we already stand. We stood 4 years ago, me and Howard. I don't know, I think there were some others I don't know. I live in Braintree, which is like in the wilderness. But we stood the ticket, and we let us stand it. That makes it political issue. That means you've got rights. That means you've got voices on the air. Everyone who buys a card to a political party, or my political party, it's called the New Millennium New Way Hemp Party. We stood the ticket last time, and we stood it to the smoker and to the non-smoker. And we stood it for the environment, the medicine, all the reasons you've heard talked about here today. And what we want to talk to is people who want to stand for Parliament on next elections, Sea of Green. Now, the Sea of Green is, there's two constituencies at the moment, I guess, Norwich and Braintree and Essex have got a little green flag on. And for the first time in my life, in the last election, I had someone to vote for that happened to be myself, which is just incidental. And when I left the area of my constituency, I felt very uneasy because I discussed my issues with my local people and they paid for my campaign. I am a family man with three children living in a council house on sickness benefit. I have no money. I stood for Parliament because I wanted to raise the issues of the trees, the global air condition and so on, and the wonders of the plant. I found that just as many of the people, 274, voted. But after the election, I found just as many people said they voted for me who don't smoke as who do. Because the environmental issues, which is the number one issue, which is the issue of air and water. What I've discovered, what set me off, some people know what I'm about. I'm about campaigning with the government why all our trees are dying. All over the bloody place. All kinds of species, all kinds of ages. I know why they're dying. It gets very complicated, like cannabis does itself when you get into the subject. But the government also knows why they're dying. And as you saw, I stood against Tony Newton, at least the guy Don just told you about, the Minister of Drugs and the Tory government. There is his exalted self sitting next to my exalted self, and the other four grammar school boys who stood on the platform. No women. None at all. Six grammar school boys stood on the platform. No women at all. Women are mothers. Men are fathers. We're talking about our children and we're not pissing about. If you're going to stand for cannabis, it's not easy. It's one of the hardest things you can do in your own hometown. You've got to walk down them streets, you've got to stand in those supermarkets, you've got to walk everywhere. And the people you stand in front of are your neighbours, your teachers and your friends and everybody else. So it's not easy. You walk down the street and everybody looks at you. But slowly they get the picture. All my friends never spoke to me on the election. Well, very, very few of them. A few in this room did, very, very few outside of it. All my smoking friends voted Labour because they were worried about their wages. And now, as you heard from Don, all the laws coming in, all the piss, taking the piss laws. We have one for taking the piss laws, and it's called My Body is a Crime Scene. My body is a crime scene, my fluids are the brass. Forensics know where I've been by the urine that I pass. The piss is what they're taking, and it's out of you and me. Crime scene investigations about what we've had to take. Every joint I'm toking as I'm hiding in the park gets my mind to joking. I only want to laugh. But in my body fluids, I'm building up a load. For 90 days, it's in me. And if they look, it shows. Your intestine has finally hit the scene. You don't have to worry if your body's nice and clean. But if you like a party, or if you've got MS, or if you're smoking ganja to give your head a rest, they'll take your driving license or take you off to jail. The urine-stealing coppers will find your hidden trail. But if you are a pisshead, your fluid's nice and safe. But watch what you're doing, because you're messing my space. All the loutish boozers pissing on my land, everybody loses. When pissheads make the plans, there's 12 bars in Parliament. Okay, you're talking about, see, you got one about this. I want to do it with poems, because I want to short circuit the debate. I want to talk to the inside. No THC. I went down with Pete Messenger the first year they planted the seed outside. The government seed. The government genetically mutated seed. Fentanyl 57 was the name of the seed the government gave us when we planted the weed. Specially designed to conform with the law. A patented seed, only business in school. The seedlings that grew looked exactly the same. A field full of dope from all corners they came down in Oxford. Crystallised bud on plants 14 feet tall, 5 acres to harvest. Come one, come all. Just one problem. No THC. The magic ingredient that sets us all free. A field full of hemp touching the sky, smoke the whole lot. You'll never get on. Slowly we realised the government plan, a genetic copy invented by man. The profits from hemp under global control,